first to trip below the streets of Boston, now in the old Kingston trio ballad Charlie. The man who never returned had some trouble getting off the subway train. These days, more people seem to have trouble getting on, so the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority, the MTA of that song, has decided to implement an aggressive campaign to try to improve customer service. From member station WBUR in Boston, Tony Randolph reports.
1.2 million people board the nation's oldest subway system every day in Boston. At Park Street Station, the busy transfer point in downtown Boston, Tracy, a commuter from the Dorchester neighborhood, says she doesn't have much of a problem with the trains, but the buses, that's another story.
I remember one experience where we were waiting for the bus and it was taking longer than it should have. So one woman went up to where they sit in a little box there and she asked them about it. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Tracy, who regularly rides the bus in her neighborhood, says she wants more information from transit officials when the bus is running late.
We're waiting and it's not fair that we don't know what's going on. I mean, they know what's going on, but they don't tell us.
Well, now, if the bus, subway, or commuter train is at least a half hour late, Tracy and every other commuter can get a free ride. Under a new program announced this week by the T, as Bostonians refer to their transit agency, officials are guaranteeing on-time service or the next ride's free. Brian Pedro is a spokesman for the T.
What this is for is to say, we're trying, we hear you. And we do. We hear them loud and clear now. And we're trying to fix it. And it's not to buy you off or say, okay, it's all better now. We know that it's not. We're sorry you missed your meeting. We're sorry you were late for the movies. You're sorry you came to the 13th of the Red Sox game. We're trying to give you a little something back and say, here, you know, next one's on us.
The free ride is part of the new customer Bill of Rights program the T unveiled this week. The program encourages customers to call and complain, not to customer service representatives, but to top managers. The pictures, direct phone numbers, and email addresses of those managers are posted in subway stations throughout the system. Since the program was implemented Thursday, a few dozen calls and emails have come in.
We've been busy, but we haven't been swamped because, except for the commuter rail in the last 48 hours, we've done very well. And most days, we do a good job. That's why we, even though we put a lot on the line, we're not worried that we can handle this, because we can.
The T says it's putting its reputation on the line with the customer Bill of Rights. Ironically, the only way the T can prove the program is working is if the trains are not. For NPR News, I'm Tony Randolph in Boston.